Blackstone Audio presents A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. Preface to the First Edition. When I was acting with my children and friends in Mr. Wilkie Collins' drama of the Frozen Deep, I first conceived the main idea of this story. A strong desire was upon me then to embody it in my own person, and I traced out in my fancy the state of mind of which it would necessitate the presentation to an observant spectator with particular care and interest. As the idea became familiar to me, it gradually shaped itself into its present form. Throughout its execution, it has had complete possession of me. I have so far verified what is done and suffered in these pages as that I have certainly done and suffered it all myself. Whenever any reference, however slight, is made here to the condition of the French people before or during the Revolution, it is truly made on the faith of the most trustworthy witnesses. It has been one of my hopes to add something to the popular and picturesque means of understanding that terrible time, though no one can hope to add anything to the philosophy of Mr. Carlyle's wonderful book. Tavistock House, London, November 1859. Book the First. Recalled to Life. Chapter 1. The Period. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light.